Revelation Revealed, Part 5, Section 76, Revelation 21, 9 through 21, the New Jerusalem. Verse 9 reads, "One of the seven angels who had the seven bowls full of the seven last plagues came and said to me, 'Come, I will show you the bride, the wife of the Lamb,'" the bride of Jesus. "And he carried me away in the spirit," he was transported in the spirit, John was, "to a mountain great and high." I believe that's a literal mountain, because John is being transported into the future from his date. "And showed me the holy city Jerusalem coming down out of heaven from God." John is seeing a holy city. It's Jerusalem. Too many people symbolize this to be people, the bride of Christ. But as you will see, it's a literal place. I believe it to be that. And I believe it to be that because of the description here. Verse 11 says, "It shone like the glory of God," because God was in there. "And its brilliance was like that of very precious jewels." And he goes on to list the number of jewels that the New Jerusalem sparkled with. "On the gates," it had gates, it's a real city, "were written the names of the 12 tribes of Israel. There were three gates on the east, three on the north, three on the south, and three on the west." You will note that this walled city with gates looks very much like the tabernacle and the temple in Old Testament days. This is really, I would say, the tabernacle of God in heaven coming down to earth. What I believe is happening here is that which is spiritual in the heavenlies is now becoming material on earth. 14, "The wall of the city had 12 foundations, and on them were the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb." Now, we got 12 apostles, 12 foundations, for 12 tribes of Israel mentioned here in the New Jerusalem. We've got to decide, and maybe you will never get to decide, is the New Jerusalem the residence of the Jews or the Gentiles? I'm leaning towards it being the residence of the Jews, not the Gentiles. But because we see, I should say Gentile believers, but because we see the foundations were named after the 12 apostles of Jesus, some suggest that Gentile believers will live in here as well. But we have to realize those 12 apostles were Jews, not Gentiles. 15, "The angel who talked with me had a measuring rod of gold, and he measured the city, its gates, and its walls. The city was laid out like a square as long as it was wide. He measured the city with the rod and found it to be 12,000 stadia in length and in width and high." 12,000 stadia, roughly 1,400 miles. This is not just a square. It's a cube that comes down from heaven, plops itself on the earth. It would just barely fit in between the Mississippi River and the Atlantic Ocean if it plopped itself down in America. 17, "He measured its wall, and it was 144 cubits thick by man's measuring, which is the that the angel was using." 65 meters wide. That's a wide wall. Verse 18, "The wall was made of jasper and all sorts of other precious stones," as we see in the remaining part of that verse. And you can read the rest of the description for yourself. But to me, this is a literal city coming down from heaven. It's got dimensions. It's got walls, gates, foundation. It's where God lives. It's like the tabernacle, the temple of the Old Testament days. It appears to me that the tabernacle of God, which has been in heaven, is now coming to earth. And I tend to believe it's the Christian Jews living in the city, the Christian Gentiles, as I will tell you in the next section, live out of the city, and I could be wrong, obviously, on that point. But concerning the bride of Christ, I will refer you back to Revelation 19, and I speak more of who the bride of Christ is, especially as it relates to Ephesians 5.